The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced today that most humpback whales will come off the endangered species list. And what that means, and that means some whales that spend time in Alaska. But some subgroups of humpbacks around the world will remain on the list. Three different humpback populations visit Alaska, and now they all fall into different categories. The Hawaii population is delisted. The Mexico population is still labeled as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The Western North Pacific humpback, which feeds in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Chain, is still listed as endangered. Marta Namick, a NOAA Endangered Species Act coordinator, says with the different types of humpbacks,
and our Alaska region is going to have to use a proportional approach to decide what population is being affected by different things that may happen, like vessel strikes or fishing gear entanglements.
Namick says fishing gear entanglement is a serious threat to the Western North Pacific humpback, and that's expected to increase. The Mexico population of humpbacks labeled as threatened feed in southeast Alaska waters. NOAA said there isn't enough data to indicate a population increase. Angela Soma, chief of NOAA's Endangered Species Division, says the agency looked at the impact of climate change on humpbacks and whether that could affect the overall population down the line.
There certainly are issues to be concerned about, but we found no basis to conclude that potential impacts from climate change contribute significantly to the extinction risk for these populations now or even in the foreseeable future.
Commercial whaling in the 1800s and early 1900s significantly reduced the humpback population. It was listed under the Endangered Species Conservation Act in 1970 and later the Endangered Species Act in 1973.